control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark, still out probably for the rest of the week, maybe back in time for the Saturday program. So, Wayne, always good to have you in here. And, of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. You dial in 1-800-259-9231. Last night I mentioned a story about Cuba and what has been going on there after Castro, Fidel Castro has been stepped down, I guess. He's still alive, allegedly, but he's getting too old, too frail, and he has announced that Raul, his brother, will be taking his place, and I think he has taken his place for, what, the last couple of years, maybe now?
On and off, there's a lot of rumor about and speculation about that, because Fidel has been very sick. But you know what interested me about Fidel is in recent years is he said one thing that even our administration in the U.S. here, I shouldn't say our administration, the administration in the U.S. here at the federal level kind of denounced, and that was that Fidel Castro kind of renounced socialism. He kind of questioned whether or not it really worked or not for Cuba.
Really? Because didn't they come out with like a retraction after that? I remember that news coming out, and then I remember something coming out like the next day. Where, that wasn't what he said.
The establishment media in the U.S. said. They tried to kind of smooth over what he had said. Hmm. But when I read the quote from him, it clearly, to me, said kind of indicated that he was questioning socialism.
Very interesting. Yeah, because I agree with you. I mean, I remember reading that, and it was kind of a shocker. And what we've seen happening in Cuba over the last couple of years since Raul has been in charge, it feels like it's been a couple of years, maybe it's only been a year or so, but since Raul has been in charge, have been a few changes. There have been some, and I used this term last night, and I use it very loosely here, market-based reforms for Cuba. Mm-hmm. I mean, saying that about Cuba means they're going in the right direction, kind of like China. They're still a communist country, but they're doing some things right. And it's having an effect for people. Unfortunately, they're having a tough time because I wasn't there for this, Wayne, but it's my understanding that once the Soviet Union fell and communism died over there, a lot of people didn't know how to handle things. Like, they'd never walked into a McDonald's before and ordered a hamburger. They didn't know what that was like.
And the Soviet Union was supporting Cuba economically for some time. They were sending grain. They were sending money. And when the Soviet Union collapsed, of course, Cuba was on its own, except for any other aid they might get from other communist countries in Latin America or elsewhere.
So here's what's going on in Cuba. They're, according to Reuters, they're programmed to slash 500,000 state jobs nationwide. We talked about this when it was announced initially a few months back. Has barely gotten off the ground in the provinces as officials scramble to provide alternatives and deal with unease and anger over the layoffs. Because you're talking about a huge swath of the workforce there, because the state is the employer. I mean, the state is all in Cuba, from what I understand, and that's what they're talking about doing, is slashing these state jobs, 500,000 of them in this little island country. The layoffs aimed at cutting expenditures by the debt-ridden government and increasing productivity on the Caribbean's biggest island are a key part of economic reforms Castro says are critical to the survival of Cuban communism. Some 3,000 jobs have been cut in eastern Granma province since the program started in October, a similar number in adjacent Santiago de Cuba, and 1,000 jobs in central Camagüey, according to local officials. But that's just 10% of the 70,000 jobs they said were slated to go by March in the three provinces, and already the experience has proved wrenching for a society where a secure job had been guaranteed for decades under a centrally run socialist economy. A middle-aged woman in Santiago de Cuba, asking her name not be used, said that we never know now if tomorrow we'll wake up with a job or not, and it was never like that before. The companion reform measure, lifting many curbs on operating small private businesses and working privately in skilled trades, was originally designed to absorb the workers who have yet to be let go. As of January 31st, 113,000 people nationwide had taken out licenses to work on their own, including 15,000 in the above three mentioned provinces. But Marta Aidan Hernandez, the director of Labor and Social Security in Camagüey province, said there's room for many more people working on their own. But they don't likely know how. They've lived their whole lives
being told what to do.
Right, expecting that the state was going to take care of them, that the state was going to provide them with their vocation, I suppose. And now that's being pulled away from them, and that, you know, it's like the caveman waking up in the 20th century, that kind of a fish out of water. It must be like that, right? I mean, I'm only trying to put myself in their shoes, and it's very difficult to do because we've lived here where, it's certainly not a free market, but it's a lot more free as far as economically than Cuba is.
Well, sure. At the same time, though, you know, that there, in these types of countries, there's huge black markets, which are entrepreneurial.
That's true.
So you're going to have people like that who may set a good example, may get the ball rolling, so to speak, with entrepreneurship. But in the end, I think that from what I've heard, the government is also making deals with foreigners to come in and start businesses, kind of these sweetheart corporatist mm-hmm. type deals, because they're trying to prime the pump. They're trying to get things going. And you're right, it is difficult, but there's still a lot of cronyism because of the way the system ran for so long that you really have to get the cronyism out if you really want to stimulate entrepreneurship.
Yeah, who knows what kind of roadblocks these people are up against in order to become entrepreneurs.
Sure, I'm sure the government wants a piece of the action. So I think they're trying to move more towards China's model, which is more a combination of corporatism and communism.
So 113,000 people had taken out licenses as of January 31st, which, you know, that's a good sign. And I remember we read about some of the black market stuff going on over in Cuba in the past on this program, and like satellite dish installation and stuff like that. You're not supposed to have non-state television in Cuba, but yet it's a very popular thing to have a satellite dish as long as you can obscure it from view of the administrator types that might walk around and check on those things. But there's a very bustling business in satellite dish installation and kind of maintenance and selling receivers and things like that over there. And there's all kinds of things. Like, a lot of people that are working these state jobs do have underground things that they do at the same time to kind of supplement their income. So maybe that's what we're seeing here with the 113,000 people. Maybe a lot of those guys were already being entrepreneurs, and so this isn't much that's new for them.
If not full time, maybe just on the side to
right.
make enough to survive, you know, because a country like that, there's not a lot of resources, but people can put two sticks together and make something.
So the bureaucrat told Reuters that there's no limit and many services still need to be provided for the population. Castro's reforms envision a growing non-state retail and farming sector and more efficient state-run companies. Well, you can have the non-state retail and farming sector. That's a good idea. But the idea that you're going to make your state-run companies more efficient, I don't know if that's going to really pan out. They are expected to be approved at a Communist Party Congress in April. The massive layoffs have reportedly come under fire during tens of thousands of meetings held across the island, as there's a lot of damn meetings. As prelude to the Congress, the program is described as a reorganization of the labor force because, in theory, laid-off workers are declared available and offered other jobs, or they can lease fallow state land or become self-employed.
In other words, create wealth instead of just digging a hole and having somebody else fill it in, which doesn't create any wealth.
That's right. 29 nurses at one of 9 health clinics in Camagüey, upon being declared available last week, were offered jobs at local hospitals. Some are taking the offer and others are going home because at the clinic you work 8-hour days while in hospitals you work a 12-hour day or night shift, and it often turns into 24 hours when your relief doesn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the case for bookkeepers at 20 restaurants in Santiago de Cuba attached to the tourism ministry. Their jobs were simply eliminated and all 20 let go with their 4 supervisors taking over the work. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here. If you've been to Cuba, maybe you're from there, if you have family there, would love to hear somebody who's kind of on the inside track as to, you know, what things are changing. What is it that we're not, what's the story that we're not getting from the AP and Reuters in this case? 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, is coming March 19th. See Porsche, Corvette, Ferrari, Jaguar, BMW, Mazda, Acura, Audi, and many other world-class racing teams battle in America's toughest road race as Sebring hosts the first race of the Intercontinental Le Mans Cup in 2011. Gates open Wednesday, March 16th. Order your tickets today by calling 800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. See the cars and stars in the American Le Mans Series, driver autograph sessions, vintage race cars, and visit the Party Zone, featuring a spring break bikini contest. Up-and-coming man, Selby, Chuckman, Alluvion, Selena Jordan, and DJ Scotty B. Presented by GoMobileWeb.com. 4 days of family fun at Sebring. And children's club under admitted free. Get all the info at SebringRaceway.com. The 59th Annual Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. March 19th is the date. Sebring is the place. Order your tickets at SebringRaceway.com. Brought to you in part by Budweiser, Jaguar, and Michelin.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you'd like. 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is where you want to go for the various different features that we have that allow you to get interactive in various different ways, like the main page of the site, actually. All of the content that you see down that main column created by listeners just like you. Maybe you were one of the people that put something there. You find something online that you think's interesting, maybe a news article or a video or something else, blog post perhaps, you submit it to the site via the show prep submission form, and then it'll pop up as one of the many, many stories on the site. And then other listeners get to vote as to whether or not they like what you've suggested, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it, and others are as well. Go to freetalklive.com to do that. And again, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI, and if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to talk to SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner right at the top of our banner column at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the situation in Cuba. They, according to Reuters, are having a little bit of trouble laying off the 500,000 state workers that they've been attempting to cut. According to Reuters, there's confusion about how to implement the cuts. So the government has grown so large that they're not even sure how to cut it down to size. They've never done this before. Normally government just grows and grows and grows, and certainly that's what we've seen here in the U.S. And then, of course, when you actually do try to make a cut, the government workers tend to get very, very upset about that, as
sure.
we're seeing.
And they revolt.
Right, as we're seeing in Wisconsin, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can imagine that some of the so similar things are likely happening in Cuba. So things aren't quite moving along as they expected. They figured they'd have 500,000 jobs slashed by, I think, early this month. That hasn't happened, so the March deadline has been wiped away. They still intend, I guess, on moving forward with this, but really only a small percentage of them have actually been axed at this point. However, the good news is that the state is allowing people to be a little bit more entrepreneurial, to start their own businesses, it said here that they can actually somehow rent state land to do farming on, because it used to be that the state would tell everybody what to farm. Like, if you were going to be a farmer, the state probably would decide that that would be what you would do, and they would tell you what to farm. And
instead of based on market demand.
Correct, or based on somebody believing that they knew what the market wanted, because that's usually what has to happen first, is somebody has to be an entrepreneur and figure, well, I want to grow beets.
Because I have an unmet need for beets in my community, or
right.
my town, or my county, or whatever.
So they're going to start allowing that, which I think that's a pretty exciting potential for Cuba. Now, they're not putting aside the communist moniker. That's not going away. They're still claiming themselves and touting themselves as a communist country. But it's a step in the right direction. And,
sure.
you know, those things should be applauded. And I even saw something a little while back about how the U.S. is lightening up its restrictions on. It's one of the few things that have been done correctly by the Obama administration is that he's making it easier for things like church groups and other, not individuals necessarily, but certain folks from the U.S., making it easier for them to go over to Cuba as well. So any lessening of restrictions on business dealings or travel with Cuba is also a good thing, because then you can get more American folk there to influence Cubans with more, I don't know, entrepreneurial ideas.
Absolutely. Think about all the Cubans who escaped Cuba, came to America, became entrepreneurial, got more in that mindset. If they really perceive Cuba as a place that's changed, they may want to go back there and start a business there, because mm-hmm. there'll be more opportunity in Cuba than there would be where they live now.
Sure, there's that. That's a good point, and they can take whatever money they earned here in the U.S., take that down to Cuba maybe, and
sure.
have a lot
and
of money
seed
with which
capital.
To start a business.
Yeah, and their money would go pretty far.
And they would be helping their family and their relatives.
But if they do it half-heartedly, if the government of Cuba does this half-heartedly, people that have left there are going to say, nothing has changed, they're just trying to get our money.
Right.
You know, if you're going to do it, you got to do it, you got to commit to it, and that means you have to say, we're not communists anymore. That communism didn't work for us. Look, we're all poor. We're all driving cars in the 50s still. And which they are.
Driving.
If they're driving at all. Yeah, there's the only cars over there, from what people tell me, that have gone there, is just these old cars from the 50s.
Mm. Wow.
Because they can't import newer cars in there.
It's so bizarre.
It's a bizarre thing.
Like going back in time.
Havana was once a beautiful, wonderful place, and a lot of people used to visit there before Castro took over.
I've seen pictures. It is not very pretty.
No, it's all run down because there's been no investment. Because capitalism was gone, and it was centrally controlled for so long, and you had a handful of people kind of skimming all the wealth off the top. And then, of course, the economy became more and more unproductive because of communism. So the only way to do it is you really have to just say we're not communists. We're a free market country, and convince people that you're truly serious about it. And then I think you'd get people, you get foreign investment in there, and that's what you need.
But you've got a feel for these folks. I mean, on one hand, it's an incredible opportunity, likely, that presuming that all the things we've read about this are accurate, that there are these new opportunities for people to create their own wealth and to go into business for themselves and not have to work for the state. On one hand, that's a great opportunity. On the other hand, it's a shock to the system for a lot of folks who've been used to having their job given to them by the state and used to being told when to show up to work and what to do and just kind of plug into that little cog in the system role. Now these people are being set loose, and it's got to be a very difficult task for them to try to find a new place in society, to find a place in society where they choose as opposed to having the state choose for them.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, it'd be one thing for young people. That'll probably be easier for them. You know, people that are just getting old enough to work, that's going to be different for them. But somebody that's worked, as it mentions here, the bookkeepers at 20 restaurants in Santiago de Cuba were eliminated, their supervisors taking over their work. 40-year-old Maria Eugenia said, they declared me available January 4th and sent me home with a month's salary and then 70% for another month. Hey, could have been worse.
Yeah.
They haven't offered me anything, and they haven't even called me or any of the others. I mean, it almost sounds like she's sitting around waiting for a phone call from somebody to say, okay, you can come back to work now. No, it's not. It doesn't sound like it's going to work that way for you.
Well, this country had a lot of its entrepreneurship stoked up by immigrants who came in. Think about all the great inventors and business people who came from foreign countries and escaped, came here, and they stoked up the fires of entrepreneurship.
Right.
And even people from Mexico in this country in recent years. So
it's true. Immigrants are likely, I think statistically, a higher likelihood of being an entrepreneur, of being somebody who will start a business than the average American born here.
Yeah, but even in a free market economy, there's still a percentage of people that just aren't really self-starters, that really would prefer to just have a job.
That's true.
So even in this country, you have people like that. Then you have other people who are hardcore entrepreneurs. So it's just a matter of getting enough seed mentality in there. You know, money and just an attitude and set an example, because these people just don't know where to start. I can imagine how lost they must feel.
Well, right. I mean, you're 40 years old. You've spent your life likely in this job as a bookkeeper at a restaurant. What else? You don't know what to do. This is your world. This is what you know. And now you can't get your job back. And the state's running all the restaurants. So how do you deal with that? It's got to be very difficult. Now, hopefully some of the entrepreneurs who are creating new opportunities will step up and start offering things for bookkeepers and things like that. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA. Has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you find there for free, including news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever works best, or more than one if you'd like. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com. Get you signed up. And learnliberty.org is a new site featuring libertarian talks and lectures on a variety of topics. Great way to explore new avenues within the libertarian perspective. You can brush up on political, economic, and philosophical terms like public choice and confirmation bias. And more videos are being added daily, like Nigel Ashford discussing the 10 fundamental principles of classical liberal thought in under 10 minutes. It's the lectures you wish they taught you in school, and you can go and get them over at learnliberty.org. That's learnliberty.org. Wayne is with me here tonight. We are talking about Cuba, and of course we'll take your phone calls about anything you want. They are implementing some big changes, or at least they're trying to implement some big changes, but the government, as usual, is fairly inefficient and bureaucratic and slow, and they are supposed to be cutting jobs. They're supposed to be cutting 500,000 jobs out of these state roles, and it's going a little slower than they'd originally planned. They're still moving forward, and they're allowing people finally to become entrepreneurs in different ways that they haven't allowed in the past. And Wayne, you and I were sampling another podcast during the break. What's it called?
It's called The Expat Files by John Mueller.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he talks about different countries. He's lived in like 21 different Latin American countries, and there was one podcast on Cuba that was interesting. I wanted to play a little clip for you.
Yeah, well, what we heard was that approximately a third of the population of Cuba works for the government.
Right, presently.
And
trying to reduce that down.
Right, and one of those reforms, or one of the reforms that they're implementing here, are allowing people to become more entrepreneurial in some ways, but they're limiting the amount of employees one can have to four.
Yes, and I guess their reasoning behind that is to make it so they don't have to raise as much capital. is if they had more employees. But that could have unintended consequences, too, because you could have foreign investors who might want to start a bigger company with more employees that
right.
would have to probably make a deal with the government, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe that's what they're trying to prevent. Maybe they're trying to prevent people from coming in from the outside and doing things.
Well, that's possible, but I think the law is more geared towards Cuban citizens who don't have a lot of capital to begin with.
So we're talking about how this is a shock. I mean, this is a real shock to the system for a lot of people, that 500,000 jobs are being cut from the state workers. They're being turned loose, essentially, and these are people that in many ways that don't know what else they can do. They've done one thing for their whole lives, and now, surprise, you don't do that anymore. So you get a month severance pay or a month and a half severance pay and find yourself some new work. Well, they don't know what they could possibly do. They've never been entrepreneurs. Some of them who have, you know, kind of been up behind the scenes, been doing black market activities, they likely don't have a problem transitioning into more
entrepreneurial work. Welcoming it. Those people
absolutely.
Were welcoming it, but again, they don't have a lot of capital.
Right.
And I think they're also trying to encourage tourism more, which would also bring money in and entrepreneurship as well, which is not a bad idea to get things started. But again, I think the problem is they need to commit more to capitalism, but authentic capitalism, not corporatism.
Yeah, I don't like using that term because it sounds, you know, capitalism has this kind of connotation of being cutthroat, that it has this connotation of the robber barons, and that's not what you mean.
Right. I mean a free market type system where you have even competition between everyone and you treat everyone equally through the law. But it won't be easy because in their mind, the government is so used to centrally planning. They just want to centrally plan capitalism, which mm-hmm. is not capitalism.
Grandma's provincial vice president for economic affairs, Raul Lopez Rodriguez, insisted the reorganization would continue, but admitted only 10% of those laid off could be absorbed by a shrinking state sector. The remainder will have little choice but to return to the land or strike out on their own. He said that you're going to see a reorganization of the labor force to improve efficiency, and those who remain must be paid much more, he said. The estimate that he estimated that average monthly wages, now approximately $20 U.S., would need to double to motivate workers. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll certainly keep you informed as we learn more about what's happening over in Cuba. I think it's very interesting, personally, and would love to hear from someone perhaps who may know more than we do, more than the news agencies might, people with family over there, people who are much more familiar with the situation as to what's really going on kind of behind the scenes. But regardless, it's an exciting time, I think, for folks over there, especially people that are looking to improve things.
So, yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome.
Well, you know, a lot of people, whether they live in that country and they want to start a business or if they're outside of that country, they want to come in and start a business, what you always look for is the political risk. How likely is it going to be that I'm just going to build this thing up and the government's going to steal it from me?
Right.
And that's what they have to work to dispel. If they can't do that, it's going to be very difficult for them to get it off the ground.
At least getting people in from the outside to invest, you mean?
Well, even people within the country who, mm-hmm. who might think, well, I don't believe this guy. He just wants us to do all this so the government can take over our business and tax us to death once we've built this thing up.
A reasonable suspicion.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Sonny in South Dakota on the AMP lines. Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
Hey, Sonny, what's on your mind tonight?
I heard last night's podcast, and Meg asked a question about the Zeitgeist movement, basically. What about the people who don't want to be part of it? And like the last time I called in, I wanted to emphasize the fact that the Venus Project ideas revolve entirely around the non-coercion principle. So, say, if you wanted to be Amish or wanted to live out and do your own thing, if you're a primitivist, whatever, do whatever you want. Nobody's going to force you. There'd be no government.
So to bring our listeners up to speed, you're talking about a series of films called Zeitgeist. There are three of them, and they are available free for viewing online. The most recent one kind of portrays a vision of what the filmmaker would like to see as far as society of the future, which, from my understanding, I have seen the film, is essentially this kind of... I don't know, communistic is probably the wrong term to use, but Stefan Molyneux calls it Marxism with robots, basically having a centralized computer decide what resources go where based on who knows what, and then having cities that are concentric circles designed with robots making all the products and doing all the maintenance and the work and things like that. It's quite a grand vision. It seems to be completely utopian in that it would require a tremendous amount of participation from people around the world, and I think that's one of the many, many places it breaks down. And you're saying, of course, he doesn't address in the film how it will be that people will become involved in this. You are saying, Sonny, it is your claim that it is a completely voluntary movement, a movement without using coercion, which tells me that it's never going to, you know, I mean, it's you're never going to get everybody on board with this. And the part of the vision is to have the whole world working together for this project, isn't it?
Sort of. In regards to the film, the films are a way to attract people to look into it. The Zeitgeist movement's only been around for not even 3 years, if I remember correctly, and the Venus Project are the ideas that it's based upon.
Mm-hmm. And that's been around since, what, the early 70s?
It's based on the lifelong work of a person named Jacques Fresco.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Venus, Florida, and he's been analyzing the problems of the world and trying to promote ideas on how to make the world a better place, to put it basically. And the Zeitgeist movement just kind of popped up because the first film had nothing to do with Venus Project at all. And then after making the film, people wanted to know an idea of what could be done, mm-hmm. you know, about all these problems. So that's when the Venus Project was introduced at that
right.
point.
I'll tell you what, if you want to hang on, Sonny, we can bring you back here in a moment at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There are also all kinds of other problems with the film. He's got a lot of good ideas, too, but some serious flaws. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. One of them is that he believes that all products should be made to last forever, which is really, I think, problematic. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that charge you for their websites, we do it free. So you may find that there's more for free on our site than they'll charge you for on those other sites. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at Amazon via our special link. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll find different Amazon links there for the U.S., the U.K., Germany, and Canada as well. So click on the appropriate one for you and get your shopping done. Feel good because you're supporting Free Talk Live at the same time as getting the stuff that you're looking for. So and getting a great deal as well. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to the phones and to Sonny in South Dakota on the amp lines. So, Sonny, you're calling to explain the Zeitgeist project, maybe correct some things that may have been said last night, as it was a topic of discussion on the show at that time. It's a movement of people that are attempting to implement a vision that they have for the future. I think there's some fundamental flaws within that particular vision, but I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Well, my thoughts are that people should spend some time looking into it, not just watch the films and then make a knee-jerk reaction decision based on that. You don't have to agree with everything that is proposed by the Venus Project.
How much time should someone invest in this? I mean, the movie is 2.5 hours long. You're saying that's not enough, that it's not fleshed out well enough there?
The idea of the movie is, well, every movie is unique in its own way, but it's to try to get people to look into and have an interest in it, mm-hmm. not to teach you everything that you would need to know. It's like if somebody listened to one episode of Free Talk Live and expect them to understand everything about the market,
sure,
system,
sure.
Or liberty.
That makes sense, but Free Talk Live isn't, you know, we're not defining that every night here on this program. We're not making this kind of opus where you can point people to kind of come to an understanding. It's an open phones panel discussion where anything goes, so it's not quite an exact comparison, but I understand where you're coming from. That said, I did watch the film, and I saw that there were some real serious problems with the guy's viewpoint on things like, you know, he wants to make it so all products are manufactured with the highest possible quality so that they'll last forever, because he believes the world is being filled up by a bunch of consumerist junk and that we've got landfills everywhere and that's going to take over the earth or whatever. That's certainly the message that is portrayed in the film. And I don't have my notes in front of me at the moment, but I had a whole bunch of objections that I came up with that basically made me not very interested in learning more about this particular project, because I'm not interested in having a computer decide what products are manufactured where and where the materials come from and to where they should be distributed. That I don't like that idea. I don't like the idea of centralization. But if, like you say, if people want to do it on a voluntary basis, that's fine, and I'm glad to know that that's what you believe the project is about. But you're
that's
the only
entirely what the project is about. It's the idea that people can get together and work as a team and create the highest prosperity, the greatest amount of peace, and the freest possible society. It may not be the same method that those in the liberty movement generally advocate, but who says there's only one way to freedom?
Oh, I wouldn't say there's only one way, and that's one of my problems with the Zeitgeist Project, is that it is the way he sees for the entire world. I mean, it's not like a free state project where people are focusing on one small area that they want to set free and then allow whatever flowers to bloom there that may. I mean, including some sort of vision like what he's talking about, maybe on a smaller scale. That can happen in a free marketplace. But, what I saw in that film was a vision for the entire world to be involved and have this, basically central computer decide things for people. That, seems to be, I mean, I understand that he's got a grand vision, but I think that's an impossible to achieve vision. It's so utopian. People are so disparate and different, and they have different values and beliefs all around the world. You're getting resistance from people right here on this program. You're going to get a lot more from a lot of other folks. So the idea that the whole world will ever be in on this plan together is, I think, pretty absurd.
Well, in fact, I expect more resistance from this crowd than probably any other, because there is a very firm identity placed within the market system as the way to achieve.
Well, the market is no system. It's not a system. That's the difference. What he's proposing is a very defined system where a computer controls all decisions about allocation of resources.
And who programs the computer?
That was my question, and Sonny never had a good answer for it.
Right. Because if it's centrally controlled by a computer, the computer is not going to be objective. The computer is going to have algorithms in it to favor some groups over others. That's what central planning does. Even if it isn't at first, it eventually will lead to that.
Right. The idea of the central database is to know what there is rather than to decide who gets what or what goes where. It's a way to calculate more effectively what's possible. And then people can make decisions as to what they want, and if it's possible, then they probably be able to.
But there's no money, right?
Not every single little detail can be put forth at this point.
There's a big detail that we haven't even touched on yet. You're talking about how you believe the computer will only be having information about what is where. That's not what I saw in that film. I saw the computer making decisions based on some arbitrary input as to where things should go. Because remember, there's no money in the Zeitgeist world. He spends a lot of time correctly attacking the central bank system. No doubt there are problems with that system, the Federal Reserve system, that needs to go away. But his solution is to have no money whatsoever. And so, therefore, if what you're saying is true and that the computer only tracks where things are, then who decides and how where things are coming from and where they go?
A lot of these details are outlined in it's called the orientation presentation,
mm-hmm.
and also on the venusproject.com, a lot of that is detailed. Obviously, there's not enough time on the radio show for me to go into every single detail. Not that I'm the one who knows everything about it, but
sure.
I've certainly paid a lot of attention for a long time. I started my interest in this because I share that ideal of liberty and freedom, and I came from the Ron Paul movement. I came through the Free State Project ideas in your show. And it doesn't matter how we get there. I just want to see the world peaceful, prosperous, and free. And I'm not against free market. I just don't think it is as optimal as the ideas that are presented in the Venus Project.
Okay, so you're saying that
also does not say that the market system is evil. It says that it's outdated. And the same thing for money. It's not a bad thing. It's been very useful for a very long time, but we're at a point right now where technically, if you think about it, we have technically the possibility that we could create the type of world that they describe, But in order to have that, the first thing that's needed is a value system change. It's the way we think about the world and our relationship with one another.
Well, that's one of the nice things about money is it allows us to place values on things by virtue of what is being sold and what is being paid for.
Right, well, we have real money. But when you have fiat money, what happens is people start to worship the money rather than what's important in life because it becomes a big casino. And that's what we've had here. And I don't really believe we've had a market system. What we've had is we've had all these different interests that have tried to muscle their way in between us to steal most of the money. And really what's happened, I think, in my view, is that throughout history, when societies get too complex, they eventually collapse. They become unsustainable. And so when you say that things are outdated, then yes, they are outdated in the sense that our society has become too complex. And by simplifying again, that's when we get back to becoming successful, peaceful, and prosperous again.
And of course, the filmmaker is under the mistaken impression that this is a free market. And he actually spends time in the film attacking the idea of the free market as though that is what we have today. So there are some really, really false premises.
I've pointed that out to Peter Joseph, that it's not just the free market, it's the market system. It just happens to be that the paradigm of thought that he's come from is like you see in a lot of mainstream people call it the free market, but it's true. This is not a real free market.
So his initial premise is actually wrong.
Right. Because he's coming from flawed premises, I think that some of his conclusions are really whacked out as a result.
Like Michael Moore.
Yep.
No, it's to say that the market system, see, it's not that the market system couldn't possibly work, but how long could it work for? In a monetary system, how long will it take when your free market exists before some group of people gain control through money? It doesn't have to be just government, but just the use of money. In fact, the use of money can be what can create something that is similar enough to a government to suppress people.
I don't know if I agree with that. It would seem that the active part about government that makes it different from a bank is the violence. And I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 in that the government can force its currency on people through the threat of violence. If you're just running a bank or creating alternative or your own currency, you've got to have the best damn currency in the marketplace because you're competing with other currencies. So there'd be no way for you to get a monopoly.
And what's stopping the people, these same bad people, from getting control of the computers?
There's more coming up here. Hour 2's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.